moving into the specific techniques that I want to discuss, we just did two of them, okay? So in the first case, if we're feeling anxious and nervous, maybe before a game, before a difficult conversation with somebody, before going up and talking to the pretty girl in class, whatever the case may be, on the bench during timeouts, LeBron style, you can do what is called a double length exhale. And we just did this in the four in through the mouth, or through the nose, sorry, out for 8 seconds through the mouth. So when we slow down the breath in this way and we make it soft and smooth and relaxed, and one, again, going into the technique, the double length exhale means the exhale is twice as long as the inhale. This will shift us further into relaxation. When we do this, we calm down our nervous system. So rather before a game than trying to think your way into some positive frame of mind and making yourself relax through your thoughts, which of course never works, anybody that's tried that knows, just change your breathing. That's it. You don't have to change your thoughts, just change your breath and your thoughts will naturally settle. Okay, so the double length exhale, what I typically recommend is, as we did, four in through the nose, eight out through the mouth, soft, smooth, relaxed. Okay, you can do this for as many reps as you need. It usually doesn't take a lot. So we just did one breath and you probably experienced a relaxation effect just from that one breath. You can do as many as 5 to 10, but just as many as is needed. I don't recommend doing like 10 or 15 or 20 minutes of this before a game because that may overly relax you, but as many as you need, okay? If you're feeling weak, maybe low energy, not quite strong, you need to energize yourself. Well, we just did that full strong charge breath, which I like to call the animal breath. And you want to be careful with this, okay? Because this is a technique that amplifies whatever you're feeling. So if you're super nervous and uptight and you do this like strong, deep animal breath, well, it's going to make you feel more nervous and uptight. In a lot of cases, it's an amplifier. But if you feel weak, again, not like quite in it, and you need to charge yourself up, try taking 3 animal breaths. You can do this either in through the nose, out through the mouth, or you can do in and out through the mouth. And once again, it just looks like this. Okay. I can feel my nervous system charging up as a result of doing this. We don't want to hyperventilate for too many breaths. I can already feel myself getting a little bit lightheaded from the over-oxygenation. It can, in some cases, just be a single deep, full charged breath. But I always recommend trying this out outside of a high stakes moment during a game. You don't want to do this like right before the game winning free throws or something. Do this in your training. Try this. You know, in practice or test drive it is the point, right? Before you take it onto a racetrack in competition, so to speak. So that's the animal breath. And finally, what I want to give you is a training technique that I call the 10 by 10 drill. All this is 10 breaths with a 10 second inhale and a 10 second exhale. While you're doing this, I typically like to do this lying down. You can do it with your knees up. I like to even use a belt to wrap around my knees and buckle my knees sort of so that they're in place, or a yoga strap does the same thing. But this makes it so that you don't, if you Google yoga strap, you'll see what I mean. This makes it so that you don't have to hold tension in your hips to keep your legs in place. You can just relax fully. You can also do this just straight legged lying down flat. Either way will work. 10 breaths, 10 second inhale, 10 second exhale. Adhering as best you can to the breathing mechanics that we spoke about, the rule of thirds and the 70% rule. In this case, we're actually doing a very controlled slow breath. So you will, this is one case where the 70% rule doesn't always apply. Towards the end of the inhale and exhale, you will be pushing into some tension, but this is as a technique, not as a default, okay? You gotta like see the difference between these two things. We're doing it just for 10 breaths, not as a default way of breathing. In this technique or this drill, focus your mind on the breath as intently as you can and try to actually feel like every inch of the breath. It comes into the lower belly, filling the lower belly for somewhere around 6 seconds. and then filling that upper part of the midsection, the chest and upper clavicle, for the final 3 to 4 seconds, and then reversing direction, but again, smooth and soft. And you want to make it so that the top and bottom of the breath, like the peak of the inhale when it turns into the exhale and the bottom of the exhale when it turns into the inhale, we want to make that as circular as possible so that there's very little, if any, pause at the top or the bottom. It's just a circle, okay? So 10 seconds in, 10 seconds out for 10 breaths. This does a number of things. It makes you hyper aware of your breath, which is very, very useful, but it also, well, it relaxes your nervous system substantially. So I like to recommend this at the end of workouts. It's a really, really good recovery technique. I like to use it when you're falling asleep in bed at night. It'll help you sleep. You can even do this first thing in the morning in bed as a training drill before you get out of bed. And one of the important points here is that this actually trains your focus. So when you're focused on the feeling of the breath, 10 seconds in, 10 seconds out, take note of how often your mind jumps off and forgets to focus on the breath and like spins off into thought. As soon as you find it's like off in thought and you notice, just bring it back down onto the breath and use this sort of, again, like the bicep curl for your focus muscle. Use this as a way to train your mind to focus back in the moment, in the moment, in the moment. This is traditional law of presence training. This is the basic technique in meditation. Whenever your mind wanders, bring it back, bring it back, bring it back. And do this using the 10 by 10 drill. So we kind of get this dual purpose training technique that not only retrains our breath and relaxes our nervous system, but it also trains our ability to hold our mind in the present moment. It's extremely effective drill that I recommend doing honestly as often as you like. You can use this once again at the end of workouts. Is very useful because it shifts your nervous system out of that stressed state that you're in during a workout into a parasympathetic mode and initiates the recovery process a lot faster. You can also do this after games. You can do it after practices. Again, when you're falling asleep, when you wake up, things like this. Integrate it into your routine and do it at least once per day. I think you'll see some pretty amazing results if you do this consistently for at least a month. You should feel quite a bit different, actually, at the end of the month. Hey, it's Taylor. I hope you enjoyed this clip. And if you'd like to watch the full-length talk, we'll have the title and or link for you in the description so that you can check it out there. And as always, if you'd like to go even deeper, the best place to do that is in our free masterclass over at deepgame.com, which I believe will be the most powerful hour of basketball learning of your life. I hope we see you there.